when Trey, of course, brought up the idea, not the idea, he's always had the desire to church plan, but this soon in our life, I initially was like, wait, let's hold on. And God just slowly tugged at my heart and said, I want you exactly where you're at in all of your inadequacy to pursue my people. And so really, when I embraced that, and I think when I embraced Trey and was able to cheer him on and us do this together, everything fell into place in regards to being the light here in Grandview.
Welcome to the Three Creeks Church podcast. We have a special message for you this week. It is our Sending Sunday for Contrast Church. One of the key pieces of our church DNA is that we believe in planting more life-giving churches. Trey and Sarah Gilmore have been with us at Three Creeks for a year. Their residency is complete, and they are taking a team to Grandview to launch Contrast Church this fall. Today's message is a conversation between Joel Trainer, our lead pastor, and Trey and Sarah Gilmore. To learn more about Three Creeks or to give online to help us plant more life-giving churches, visit threecreekschurch.com. And one more thing, our community groups launch next Sunday. To find out more or join a group, text community group, one word, that's community group, to 97,000.
Well, hey, good morning, Three Creeks. My name is Joel, and I get to be the pastor here. And I'm here today with two of our friends, Trey and Sarah Gilmore. Trey's been a resident with us for the last year, and today's a special Sunday. It's Sending Sunday. Mm-hmm. It looks a little different than we had originally anticipated. I'm going to have to get to have a conversation with them today and tell you a little bit more about what they're up to. Before I do that, a quick public service announcement. Community groups, they launch next week. So September 13th, Sunday, community groups launch. We want everybody in a group. We have groups that meet online, in person, with kids, without kids, all over the East Side, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all the days. Lots of options, 19 groups. If you want to know more about groups and figure out which one fits for you, go to threecreekschurch.com, or you can text the word community group, one word, no space, to 97,000. It'll tell you all about it. They start next week, so get in one now. All right, that's coming up. But today we're here with Trey and Sarah, and we're in your stomping grounds. We're in Grandview,
that's right.
Ohio.
Are physically here.
Where we're going to be planting Contrast Church here really soon. I'll let you, I guess, tell more about it.
Yeah.
But for me, I was reflecting recently on your whole journey, like the last 18 months of kind of how you ended up here, and maybe as a way of introducing yourself to somebody who doesn't know who you are, and keeping people up to speed. For those people that are watching that do know you, let's just reflect for a minute on the last 18 months and go, man, what has God done, and how did this happen, and how are we sitting here? Sarah, I'm going to start with you.
Yeah.
Go back to like Arizona, spring 2019.
Wow. It's been an incredible journey. Yeah. So we're Trey and Sarah. We were in Arizona right before this, and we had this just insane, well, Trey had this insane yearning for church planning, and of course I'm on board. But at first when I heard that, it was like a little shocking to step into such a bold opportunity and to pursue that, and we really didn't know where to start. So we started looking at different options, different residency programs, different churches that we can get involved with, and we felt especially called to the East Coast for a couple different reasons in our life. So we sold our house, packed up all of our belongings, sold half of our belongings, got in a trailer, and
fit all of those belongings in a trailer,
all the things we had left,
small trailer,
into a little trailer, and went out east and explored these opportunities we had. And we actually were planning our trip, and we got a call from our brother-in-law, actually, and he told us about this guy named Joel who had this opportunity, and we heard about the residency program with Three Creeks and with Movement Church, and we put it on our list of options that we were looking at. And we actually came here, we dropped off our trailer, met with you guys, and then kind of went on our way.
And we, if I remember right, we kept your trailer.
Yeah, it was collateral.
So we said, if you don't come back, the trailer's ours.
Yeah. And it was wild. It really was.
And I also remember when you guys came, we suggested, we got to get authentic Mexican food. And then you reminded me that you are coming from Arizona. So yes. we were not going to be able to top your Mexican food experience from there. But I remember you coming through town and then having, there were like three or four more stops, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In your journey.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. And we met with incredible people who were so excited about the opportunity to church plant. But one of the things that really stuck out about Three Creeks and Movement was your dedication to church planting and seeing Three Creeks come to fruition and it thrive as it was.
Yeah.
It definitely piqued our interest. And you can tell us a little bit more about that. But
yeah, I mean, it was just, honestly, it was a little wild when we were going through the process, hearing what Mark and Joel were kind of laying out was this idea for this movement, and it was a little just crazy, because you just don't hear about, you hear about church planting, and you know churches that do it, but to see the churches of their size and their age put so much stock into this was just remarkable, and it almost seemed too good to be true. And when we heard of Joel's story and Three Creek success and the ways that you guys have been able to multiply and grow, it was just so encouraging. And I was like, all right, like, this is real. We see it right here with Joel. So that was, I think, the biggest reason why we were compelled, because we had seen a proven result and we really loved what we saw, right? The DNA of Three Creeks is something we really respect and admire.
Yeah.
And so it was
people were shocked when we told them about what generosity and dedication this movement has to planting churches. When we would report back to kind of the different things we were checking out, they were like, really? Really? Yeah. They're doing all that?
Yeah.
And so it's been an incredible journey to see that come to light.
Yeah.
So you know, fast forward, you kind of accept the residency with Movement and with us.
Mm-hmm.
You started that last summer, essentially.
Yeah.
So you've been here for over a year.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're speaking to the next resident or someone that's interested in residencies and how they work.
Yeah.
Maybe just give us a recap. What was your year like? What'd you learn? And
would
you do it again?
Well, I'm really excited to plant a church now. So
yes.
I would probably say no, but but it was honestly so needed. I mean, I think I know going into it, one of the things that we had heard and from a lot of church planners, from a lot of the books and we have some mentors in church planning, was that, you know, never do it alone. That it's a really hard thing.
Yeah.
It's really hard on your marriage, you personally, your family. And so we knew that we wanted to be a part of a network that we knew was just centered around really keeping us healthy. And so the residency was a really good time for us to kind of have this incubation period where we got to, I think, have people in our lives who had just kind of gone through this that could give us a lot of wisdom that would save us a lot of exhaustion and frustration and difficulty, but also just do things that that were right. And so a lot of the residency was really just sitting under Three Creeks and Movement for a period of time and getting to learn and grow in the DNAs that you guys have for your context, and then being able to take that and kind of place that into the community that we're trying to reach. And and so honestly, it would have been really hard, I think, just to show up and just expect to figure that out quickly. It was so nice to have a bit of a track record that we could utilize.
For sure.
So that was awesome. I think that, and then now towards the tail end of this residency, which is about over, it's so cool to have kind of freedom to start doing this, but also still having a bit of a handhold by Three Creeks and Movement to kind of help us, I guess, stay in the lane of just figuring out what we need to be doing, which has been really great.
That guidance.
So. Yeah, you know, and I did it too with Movement 4 years ago. And so everything you're saying, I'm going, of course, that's exactly what it's for. I remember that year for me personally being very, I just felt like I grew like a weed. You're almost forced to.
Yeah.
You're microwaved into leadership and you kind of wish you could be in the crock pot. But I remember just feeling like I learned so much about myself and so much about God being put through that fire.
Mm-hmm.
If you could put your finger on one thing that you feel like God has shown you guys or taught you about himself, about his church, what would that be? Sarah, you mentioned something earlier that stuck out to me.
Well, when Trey, of course, brought up the idea, not the idea, I know he's always had the desire to church plan, but this soon in our life, I initially was like, wait, let's hold on. And God just slowly tugged at my heart and said, I want you exactly where you're at in all of your inadequacy to pursue my people. And so really, when I embraced that, and I think when I embraced Trey and was able to cheer him on and us do this together, everything fell into place in regards to being the light here in Grandview. And it's just been one thing after another confirming that we are doing exactly what God's called him to do so long ago, and now we're actually getting to be and do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, there's probably like a million things, right, throwing into this residency. But I think the biggest thing that actually was really a big kind of blockade for us originally was, you know, pastors aren't getting rich doing this, but I had a stable salary at my last job. And so quitting and trusting the Lord that we're going to be doing this and that you're going to provide, however that happens, mm-hmm. was already a big enough step. And then to enter into residency where the coolest thing is that Three Creeks and Movement is providing for us these next 3 years.
Yeah.
But the residency was all fundraised the entire year. Yeah. We had to fundraise our salary. And I was almost just like, I don't want to do that. Like that's too much. That's too risky.
Right.
Like mm-hmm. that's just, I never had to do that. I shouldn't have to do that now. And, you know, thinking about the ability to just be able to submit that to God. And then within 3 weeks, like we were basically fully funded within 3 weeks, which was just, people were giving us money that you would have never expected and amounts you would have never expected. And it was like, it was almost just, I felt like really, Trey, like that was the thing that you told God that he couldn't provide for. And he's just kind of like, you know, stuck it right there. And it was, so that was one huge thing. And just throughout the year, that people are not only praying for us, but are giving to this because they believe in it and God has utilized that. So
for sure.
That was super affirming.
And us as a church, like we were ruined by the generosity of Movement Church. Like mm-hmm. Movement Church propelled us with people and finances that just made it happen. Mm-hmm. We've been ruined by their generosity. And so mm-hmm. you talk about just ways that, you know, we've been able to support you so far. Mm-hmm. The other thing that we want to do, and I don't think this is a surprise to you, but we do have a check for $50,000.
Wow. Doesn't even fit the shot.
Fit the shot.
Barely.
$50,000 going to Contrast Church. This, you cannot actually cash this check.
Darn.
We'll have to get you a real one. This is more of a symbol or a prop, if you will. But we're awesome. So excited. We believe that the best way to reach people that are far from God, unchurched, de-churched people, mm-hmm. is through church planting. And so for us, we've been saving 5% of every dollar that has ever come in to give to a church plant. So this is not the end of it. We're going to keep supporting you for a few more years. I told you this is kind of like Sending Sunday, if you will. And what I wanted to do was bring in a wheelbarrow full of Mountain Dew to show you how much energy you would need for the next few years. Mm-hmm. And wheel it in front of everybody, and everybody would laugh. They'd cry laughing at that. And we obviously can't do that. We're just sitting here having a conversation. But one of the things that we did get to do was get on a Zoom call mm-hmm. with a ton of people from your launch team.
Yep. Yep.
And Mark Archrip from Movement Church and myself just mm-hmm. got to pray over your team. It was the biggest Zoom call I've ever been on personally. Mm. We have a clip from it. We want to show you what that was like. Check this out.
All right. Well, welcome to our virtual commissioning. My name is Mark, and I'm the lead pastor at Movement Church. And we're excited to have Joel from Three Creeks Church with us and do the sending of the Gilmores and the Contrast Church launch team tonight. Historically, we have done this on a Sunday in a room with people. None of those things are allowed now. So we've taken to Zoom here because we still want to celebrate this. We think this is significant. Our network is excited about church planting, excited about sending. And so we want to just celebrate each and every person that's on this call, the way that they've listened to the Holy Spirit and the sacrifice that they're going to be making for the next couple years to start a new church that will be reaching people in Grandview. So we want to just celebrate you all tonight. This is not the last time we'll ever see you, but it is the time to celebrate you. So I want you to hear, those of you that are from Movement, those of you that are from Three Creeks, those of you that might not have been connected to either one of those teams, we are proud of you, and we are excited for what is ahead. We're excited for what you're going to do as you guys get going this fall. And so we just want to take a moment and pray over you. I know Joel's going to say some words and also pray after that, but I'm gonna just take a moment and thank God for you, kind of commission you and send you and celebrate you. So let me pray here. And Joel, you can say some things too then. God, thank you so much for this team. Thank you, Lord, just for the calling you've put in their lives to be a part of Contrast. Thank you for the ways that you brought them to act in faith and act boldly. And God, we just want to celebrate that. We are excited about that. We're excited about the people that are going to be in heaven because of the impact of Contrast Church and what you're going to do, God. So we pray that you will continue to add to their number, add to their team. We pray that you will go ahead of them and give them conversations where they can share the gospel. And Lord, we pray that you will just elevate their gifts as they are becoming a church and becoming the body of Christ, Lord, we pray that you will help them to just be excited about the different gifts, the different things you've given them that can contribute to that and can build your church. And so we thank you for that, and we celebrate that today, Lord. Amen.
Amen. And I just want to add just one thought. And the thought comes from a time when one of your launch team members, Adam Brigham, sat down in my living room and was asking me some questions. We were making a video, and he asked me to reflect on planting Three Creeks out of movement 3 years ago. And Adam, you just asked me a question. You said, hey, what's been the most excited you've gotten along the way? Like, what has been something that you've loved seeing? And thought about it for a second, and then the answer became very obvious. It was watching people on our launch team get off the sidelines and get into the game and get into ministry and ultimately discover, identify, and then fan their gifts that God has given them into flame. Like, people just come alive. And in an American church culture that, you know, we kind of grumble at it from time to time. I think the thing that we might grumble at the most is the just come and watch and see and consume, you know, mentality. You guys aren't doing that. Like, every one of you signed up to come and be a part of something. And I just want to echo what Mark said and just say, we are so proud that you are not just sitting and consuming and watching, but that you are getting in the game. And the gifts of God that are in you, they're going to be fanned into flame. And I believe the next 2 or 3 years will be the most spiritually alive that you have ever felt. And I can say that because I'm 3 years into this one, and that's what our team would say. We would say, we feel more spiritually alive than ever. So the beginning of the journey is now, and we are so proud of you. And I'm going to quickly just pray over you as well. And send you off. So pray with me. Father, we just ask in Jesus' name that you would go before this team. We pray for the people, for the soil in Grandview, that it would be soft and receptive to the message that these people are going to take. And Father, I just pray specifically that the gifts that you have put in every single one of these people would be fanned into flame, that they would feel spiritually alive and used by you in a way that they never have before, that they would look at 2020 and 2021 and 2022, at these years, that they would look back on them for the rest of their lives and say, man, I cannot believe how much God used me, worked through me. It was surreal. It was supernatural. I pray that over their life and over this team. God, I pray for Trey and for Sarah and for little baby Junia. And I pray, Father, that you would protect them and guard them and go before them. And I pray that this team would love and serve them in return. And God, we're just thrilled to be a part of something that's so much bigger than us. In Jesus' name, amen.
If you ever see Mark and Joel, you should tell them thank you. Because I was just talking to Mark that I feel like a lot of people have no idea how crazy and awesome, mm-hmm. crazy awesome, movement is and Three Creeks is and will be in what they're doing. There are no churches that are even close to their size yeah. that have put this much capital, this much investment, spending this much time with me to make this happen. And so I think even if you ever hear anybody talking about movement or Three Creeks or what we're hoping to do in the few years, know that it is some of the most pure-hearted, good kingdom work. And I just think sometimes people don't really understand that because you maybe haven't been in a lot of churches, but there's very few churches that do what they're doing and do it openly and do it well. And so I just want to thank you guys for that.
We're proud of you, Mark. We've been dreaming of this day. We thought it'd be in person.
I hope that you are spoiled. I hope that you've caught the DNA that we want to plant churches that plant churches. So no pressure, but we expect you to do this in 2024. So go and be blessed.
It was just cool to see all those people, and if you've been watching this, you can see that we have a new member of the team here. This is Junia Gilmore, a couple months old.
Yep.
And yeah. She is a Three Creeks shrimp, repping with the onesie.
That's right.
And we're just so excited about your family, your church, Contrast Church. I mean, mm-hmm. you guys have been here in Grandview pretty much since you moved here, mm-hmm. so you know, in some ways, I'm sure this feels like the beginning. It also feels like something you've been working up to. But like, if somebody at Three Creeks wants to know a little bit more about Contrast and what's next and where you're at, give us an update there.
Yeah. So, I mean, with the coronavirus for every church, it's really being a kind of a unique, you know, you have to be pretty creative around the obstacles. But what's been really cool for us is, you know, a part of this residency was really gathering a launch team. And so we're not just ending our residency and being like, good luck, but we've actually had the opportunity to gather around 50 people from both Three Creeks and Movement and a couple other churches and just people who are kind of, you know, just
in
falling
community.
In between the church cracks, if you will, right?
Yep.
Weren't
yep.
really in a place they called home. And so we already have that team of 50. And so we've been meeting as well as we can with a lot of Zoom calls and things like that. But this fall, we're planning a couple different opportunities for a community, whether it be smaller, really small groups or some bigger kind of social gathering groups. And so we're excited about those that are happening actually in a couple weeks, which is really great. And then we're also really excited for some launch team meetings we're going to be doing, which will kind of be like a service, but some training and just excited about that. But those have really been, like, having those people on our team already has been so helpful because trying to take over a city on your own is impossible.
Right.
And so having a team who's got all their unique jobs and places they work, restaurants they love to go to, fitness places they're at, all of that, right? To have those people constantly be able to be around people and invite them into a relationship has been just so helpful.
Yeah.
So.
And it's fun. I remember just basically checking in with you every few weeks and go, like, how many people are on the team? And it felt like there was never like 30 people joined. It was like 3 and then 4 and then 5. And it just keeps climbing to the point where over 50 people are part of your church. It happened really similarly at Three Creeks. And I remember, Trey, I'm going to guess that it's been the same for you, that as those people start to join, that there's probably a few God stories, if you will, just in that whole process. Like, you're already seeing God do stuff in people's lives before your church launches, right?
Like, oh, absolutely,
Give me one example of that.
Yeah, I'd say, I mean, one of the coolest things they say about church planting is, like, this is one of the reasons we get to do it, is that people are able to be elevated into opportunities that maybe they would never have done before.
Yeah.
And kind of echoing what Sarah was saying, this whole, hey, let's actually trust the Lord. Let's step into our inadequacy and lead out of a Spirit's calling is been that story for several of our people. So, well, a couple of cool things. One is we were sitting with all of our directors. We got 13 directors, and we're sitting around, and I ask essentially, hey, raise your hand if you've ever been a director before. And one person raises their hand. So there's 12 people who have never been in this form of leadership, right, which is helping, you know, create these different areas of ministry and helping them go and be successful. And so that's been awesome. We've also had some people who really have never been a part of a church family, have either are really new to faith within the last year or so, or have just had a hard time figuring out, like, why church, why be involved with it, what does that look like? And so we've been able to be a part of that kind of discipleship process, which is also really cool. And so there's a bunch of stories like that. I think one other really cool one is that we are reaching people who I clearly know, like, Contrast has been able to be a good fit for, meaning that the great thing about lots of churches is that there's lots of different opportunities for different people.
Yeah.
And I know that the area that we're drawn to here, we feel like really called to, and we feel like we have a lot of witness opportunity for because of where we're at in life and our passions. And so having people already be interested in joining us, really just because we're in the area, has been really cool, just to be able to be like, we're here because of those people, and we're seeing it already without even having to, like, put up signs and launch a big thing.
Right.
So this has been really encouraging.
Yeah. Well, I just want to take a moment, too, just to kind of publicly say that we love you guys. We're for you. We support you. A lot of us know kind of what you're getting into, and so we're praying a lot for you because it's not easy. But, you know, just kind of on a personal level, too, I just feel like I've watched you grow so much in a year. It reminds me of myself and my residency, where you feel like you're discovering who you are, who you're not. Just, you know, leading people is it can be a hard thing, and I'm just so proud of you.
Thanks.
Y'all, you know, just when you got here, it was like, how you guys doing? And your family's growing, and you're happy, and you're here, and you're serving people. So just, I don't know if it means anything, but me, on behalf of Three Creeks Church, we love you, and we're for you, and we're going to keep supporting you, and we'll always be your home that you can come back to if you need boost.
We give up.
Yeah, we give up. We'll go to Three Creeks for sure.
Yeah, we love it.
Take that
movement. And this all comes with the deal, the agreement, that we're going to keep planting churches.
Right.
Yes.
That's right.
That plant churches, that plant churches, because the best way to reach unchurched, de-churched people is to plant new churches for people who wouldn't have the opportunity to lead or meet Jesus that way. So,
It's, I think, we're actually really excited about that opportunity to be part of a network that where you're not just like, give me, all right, and then I'm going to go over here and just do my thing. But to know that, like you said, we're now officially, with a check like that, are ruined by generosity.
Yes, yes.
And so I'm excited to see, in the same way that Three Creeks was able to actually get off the ground quicker than originally planned and be able to start planting churches and allow us to be here, in the same way I think we're fighting for that and excited for what it could be in 2 years and 5 years and 20 years. It'd be really cool. So
And it's awesome. Are so thankful too for the opportunity. It's been incredible.
Yeah, well, I mean, on behalf of us to Three Creeks, and not even, I mean, that is a large amount of money, and we're so thankful, because honestly, there's people who it spends years to try to fundraise that kind of money, and we've been able to just be ruined by it, honestly. And so we're so thankful. We're thankful for Joel and the staff to be able to do that. But also just the ability to welcome in people, knowing that they are going to be leaving. We're just really thankful for the opportunity that, people weren't just like, oh, they're here for a year and we don't really care. But they loved us well, cared for us, invited us into homes, into
groups. So many people.
Yeah, and it's just, it's so cool to see that when you leave, you're kind of able to look back and really be thankful for those things that maybe if you're still in it, you don't notice. And so we're just, I would encourage you, Three Creeks, just keep on doing it, because that's what kingdom work is. And we're so blessed by it, and we're encouraged going in to do the same thing. So
cool. Yeah. Awesome. It's a proud proud dad moment as one of our elders, Mark Artrip, pastor of Movement Church. That's another thing he passed on to me, was
proud dad moment.
Calling it what it is, a proud dad moment. We're proud, we're thankful. Three Creeks, hope you'll join me in continuing to pray for Trey, for Sarah, for Junia, for Contrast Church, for their team. They start this month. We go.
Yep.
And we're off to the races, and we're thankful. So thanks for watching. We'll see you soon.
Thanks for tuning in. Planting new churches is the best way to reach people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. We hope you'll tell your friends, give financially, and pray for Trey and Sarah as they embark on God's calling on their lives. To keep up with everything at Three Creeks Church, go to threecreekschurch.com.